Now, there's a people, the time now is about 8:56. The time is about 8:56 Kenya time. And the time here is about 7:56 in the morning. And the Lord Almighty has been speaking about the visitation of God, the current intervention that is about to take place in the nation of the Netherlands. This has been a non-stop conversation of the Lord Almighty right from when we were in Kenya, and also throughout the journey until we arrived here. The Lord Almighty speaking about the visitation that is about to take place in the Netherlands. As you are aware, we are here finally to serve the nation of the Netherlands, the nation of Holland, the Dutch people, and to serve Archbishop Nathaniel Banza, and serve Archbishop Mireille Banza, and serve Archbishop Julia Falga, and serve also the many other churches that the President Irapuan has brought on board, and the entire nation of the Netherlands and Europe, to serve the senior Archbishop, who is the General Overseer for Europe, senior Archbishop Charles Ephraim. So we are here to serve the people of this continent. And in the process, the Lord has been speaking about the visitation, the intervention that he intends to make in these nations, in this nation of the Netherlands. And this conversation, like I said, has been ongoing, has been from Kenya before we left. And throughout the journey, the Lord was speaking throughout. And so this is what the Lord has said. When we were in Kenya, right before we left for the nation of the Netherlands, the Lord Almighty began to speak with me about the enormity and the magnitude of the visitation that is coming here. And he took me into heaven. The Lord Almighty took me into heaven. This is a mighty statement, an astounding statement that should really shock you, should stun everybody. And the Lord does this deliberately to try and catch the attention of this generation. So the Lord Almighty took me into heaven while I was still in Kenya preparing to depart. And while inside heaven, he gave me the leaves of the tree of life. It's amazing. I could see the tree of life from a distance in the clouds before we entered heaven, as the Lord brought me into heaven. And then I saw at his throne room the tree of life. Then I saw the hands of the Lord Almighty pluck out. He broke out the leaves of the tree of life from their branches, the branches that connect on the main stem of the tree, the main trunk, and he gave them to me. And then those leaves flourished. They flourished in the Netherlands at the venue of the meeting. In other words, in this land, not just venue, but in this entire nation of Holland, whether northern or southern or east and west, this entire land. And then in the process, the Lord Almighty, he showed me how the leaves flourished, and there's a very massive, massive visitation that unfolded, meaning going to unfold, going to take place on the day of the healing service. So the Lord is saying here that he's giving every nation equal opportunity, as he has given Kenya, to be visited, that he may intervene in the situation globally. That's why he's taking us globally. You know, the spiritual situation of man on the earth and how it is dire, how there is a fall, how there is apostasy, and how man has deflected and drifted away, totally turned away from the Lord. So then the leaves of the tree of life flourished while we're in Kenya. The Lord showed me about the mission here. Excuse me. And then it became a huge thick forest, very fast, much faster. So there are different levels. You see the leaves up to almost 1.5 meters, and then flourishing. And then now the bushy trees and all succulent, deep, dark green leaves. And all of you that have been involved in listening to this voice, you know what the Lord means. He's talking about eternal life. The leaves of the tree of life talk about everlasting life. That the Lord is bringing them eternal life, bringing them everlasting life, and the healing of the nations. So this is a very significant moment or intervention or visitation of the Lord. And so that is what the Lord has been speaking. And then after that, I saw cripples get up. I saw this one crippled lady that tries to get up, and then she tries to balance. She goes down a bit, falls, and then she gets up again. And the moment, the exact moment, the Lord brings me to the meeting, and the power of God touches her. And she begins to walk, balancing, learning to balance. And yet the meeting became chaotic. Total chaos. Total chaos. And so for those who have come to serve, the teams that traveled with me and the teams that came in the latter flight that followed us, it is going to be a lot of work here. And I'm glad that we're here with Dr. Msonye, first of Msonye. So they're going to help the doctors of this land also to get one. But then while on the flight at about 36,000 feet, the Lord Almighty again made me fall asleep. And he took me into heaven and gave me the leaves of the tree of life again. And again I saw the leaves flourished and covered the venue of the meeting. And this time around I also saw the leaves cover a mountain. One of the, it's one mountain but has two lobes, two sections. It's like two mountains. And then he showed me also the leaves that did flourish across the entire land like grass. So that means these are Christian nations. These are nations that began as Christians, but only that the modernism and the postmodernism, artificial intelligence, and all the development that has taken place is what has now drifted them away. But the Lord is so saying in this conversation, is saying that their basic foundations remain Christian. So they're able to recognize the visitation of God and take it. That's why he now comes and spreads the leaves of the tree of life, the leaves now like grass across the entire land. And then, so this is what is going to happen here. It's going to be very mighty. We had a powerful reception at the airport, the president of the Pentecostal Churches Global himself, His Excellency Rapuan was at the airport. His Excellency still reported the senator from Italy was there. And I also know that some legislators are coming from Finland and so forth. But it was very big yesterday. And yet this is what the Lord has spoken is coming to this nation. And you've seen the Lord take me to Fiji, take me to Cameroon on this lap, this final lap for this year. After this, and then we have DRC Congo. You know so well, I had a very serious delegation of government and church leaders that came from DRC Congo. I hosted them. It was a very busy time, busy program. We had to postpone all other programs that we had. And at the same time, a delegation from China, we sent an envoy with a message to the mega prophets of the Lord, welcoming them to China and asking that they collaborate with the Chinese central government so that this church may be established in China also. And then I received also the feedback. They said they were very happy by the message I sent them also. And so this has been a very busy time when we were in Kenya. But we know that from Madrid, there was Italy, there was Spain, Barcelona, Madrid, Fiji, it went all the way to Cameroon. Now we are here in the Netherlands, after which it will move to DRC Congo, and then we will have Luxembourg, after Luxembourg, then we'll have Brussels, after Brussels, then we'll be able to have Germany, Dortmund, and another city. After that, then we'll be right back to Kenya, I mean to Mozambique, where it's very, very big, very big. I've seen the meeting in Mozambique. After Mozambique, it will be Japan. After Japan, it will be Venezuela, all the way to the other side, Caracas, from one end of the earth, Japan, to the other. And then after that was Lisbon in Portugal. And then it will be finally the final meeting in Paris, France, where the Lord opened heaven. Tremendous, the visitation of Mount Carmel. But now, you ask yourself, why is the Lord sending us from nation to nation, making the announcement, cripples are raised, blind can see, deaf can hear, massive visitation? Why is the Lord doing all this? You realize, blessed people, that the nations have drifted away from the Lord in a very significant way, in a very, very disturbing way, moved away from their Creator. And the Lord God Almighty is now bring visitation again. It's like the devil had taken ground and gains, and the Lord is now making a spiritual intervention. He's making an intervention again to bring them back. And this intervention, you can see, is a generation. It's an intervention in a generation. He's intervening in this generation, and in other words, calling them back to repentance, calling the generation back to repentance. In other words, these visitations are supposed to be marking the turning point. They're supposed to mark the turning point. It's a divine move of God, divine action. As you see, cripples are walking blind, can see 8.8 earthquakes are happening all the way in South Korea and so forth, and in the eastern side of the earth. It's a divine intervention by the Lord, divine action. And this action, you know very well, is a response to the spiritual state of this generation. And that's why the Lord is now bringing this intervention. You can call it visitation or revival. Revival is an intervention. Revival is a visitation of God. And the Lord is doing so that it may change their destiny. I just want you to know that all these movements the Lord is taking us is not random. It is not random at all. It is directly linked to God the Father himself. That's why he takes me to heaven to take instruction. All my movements on the earth, our movement, the two prophets of Yahweh, are divinely set in sequence by the Lord. These were set before the creation of time. Before the creation of the world, he knew he would bring us at this time, there would be a fall, and he would bring us to go all over the earth, to bring a turning point, to return people to the Lord, as we prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And you know very well that all these movements and visitations across nations and continents, and the visitations you see, is because of the fall, the rebellion that has consumed this generation. This generation has strayed away from God's road, God's path that Jesus gave us on the cross. And so the Lord is responding to their turning away from him. They have taken materialism, modernism, artificial intelligence, advances in medicine, better conditions of life to mean independence from God, turning away from the Lord. And so the Lord now sends us to them, to tell them to stop embracing sin, to stop loving sin. These visitations are a turning point to bring the generation back to the Lord. Very, very serious. So he's calling them, this generation, the whole of Europe now, at this hour, to repent and turn back to the Lord and seek his face, seek his will, seek his purposes. And that's why you see, he's promising them in these healing services. When he heals them, he's promising blessings to those that turn to him, to protection and safety, restoration, and the changing of your destiny. Rescue from fire. So this is a major, major moment of revival and renewal for you. God himself intervening that the devil may never win, that sin may never win. This awakening is very powerful because it's meant to renew the faith of Europe, the continent that brought the gospel to Africa and took to the nations, to the continents. This continent of Europe, the people that took the gospel, the missionaries, all of a sudden have drifted away totally from the ways of God Almighty. That's why, you see, the Lord has brought us back to them. You see, the miracles, these wonders, all those are part of his demonstration of power and his presence and love and providence and privilege to them and deliverance. So that's why we are here, you know, in a country where the transgender radio is running 24/7. Transgender radios teaching people how to become transgender, how to take which hormones, how to take counseling services, what, all those things. But the Lord now comes with renewal, revival, miracles, intervention to make a turning point. In other words, he brings the leadership of God, the guidance of God to these people, to this generation. Why? Because of the challenging times. You see, the church in this place has faced a formidable challenge. The church is sold out. They sell the church to a bar, to a discotheque, and they leave the cross up there as people are drinking and seducing women. It's very, very filthy. Very sick. So the Lord has sent us here that in the process of visitation here, he may then establish his mark like he has done in Kenya. In Kenya now the Lord has established his legacy. His mark is there. Now generations upon generations, as we wait for the Messiah, anybody that comes to Kenya can see what the Lord has done there. Even Fiji now, and even Cameroon and the nations we've been to, South Korea. That you may know that, oh, the Lord has been here. And this is what the Lord said and did. The blood is established here. We know too well that there were times in the Bible, also when the Lord had to intervene, the time of the judges, remember? We can even begin from Exodus. When the Lord, even before the Exodus, we can begin all the way from Genesis. When the Lord intervened in the days of Noah. Because everything, the generation had gone away from the Lord into wickedness. God intervened. In Exodus, we see how the Lord intervened for the Israelites, brought deliverance to them. The floods of Noah, you see that. And also, you see Babylonian captivity. Those were God's interventions. So be careful. He gives a choice of renewal, revival, and awakening, or judgment, wrath. We know that when Jesus appeared, that was also intervention. All the prophets of the Old Testament, whenever they are sent, that was God's intervention. It's not very different from now. When Jesus appeared, that was God's intervention. When he did his ministry on the earth, it became a turning point for human history. Providing salvation, reconciliation with God, the returning to God himself, the ladder of Jacob, the bridge that connected us, connected mankind back to the Lord. So the Lord wants you to build faith. The purpose of all this is that people may now be faithful, may have faith in Christ and go back to the Lord and have the hope of eternity with God instead of the lake of fire. That's why we are here. That's why we're going all around the world, and at this time, the Lord brought us here. That's why even as far as 36,000 feet above the sky in the clouds, he still takes me to heaven. He speaks what he intends to do here, to raise cripples, open blind eyes, open deaf ears, heal cancers, dissolve hypertension, HIV, all manner of conditions, leukemias. That is God's intervention, blessed people. It's very deliberate. You can see the way he has done it in Kenya. And so he wants to do it with this generation, from nation to nation, continent to continent. That's why he's talked to me about what is going to happen in this land of the Netherlands. How he's going to make a massive visitation on the God for Healing Service. even the message that is going to be given at the conference is beginning tomorrow. Remember, this is a European conference. There are even people from Texas who have come here. So this is an international conference. So even the message itself is God's intervention. And that's why the Lord has spoken to me, blessed people, about the massive visitation that will take place in Holland here, in the Netherlands, to prepare the way for the glorious coming of the Messiah, to make it a turning point for a generation that has gone to transgender, homosexuality, and all the everything you know of in the world, worldliness, abortion, and everything. God Almighty now promising the intervention, speaking to me continuously about it. So the Messiah is coming. Thank you. Please, Victor, play for me that song again about five times before we have the translation. I know you're about to check out, yeah, that song, that like a leper in serious agony, like a blind man in darkness. That's how the nations are now. It is bringing back the visitation. It's bringing back Jesus, that they may meet the Master and he may change their lives. It's a tremendous time of darkness now. Thank you. The Messiah is coming to Dalaba. Let everybody prepare. Tada, tada, tada kulam.